With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The late snows and cooler temperatures we saw this year gave growers of many crops some challenges, but apple growers, not so much. Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhover says he's heard of no complaints from growers.
You know, the fall weather has been exceptional. I mean, we've seen temperatures down, as you suggest, down in the mid-30s, but that's unusual, and then as high as 60. So those temperature differences are absolutely ideal for coloration on our fruits and turning that starch to sugar. So it's really been a fantastic fall.
Fryhover says it appears the cooler temps may have actually helped.
We did have 3 days of cold weather down into the upper 20s, but it was only for hours. It wasn't for very long. So this weather has probably produced, and I've been around a long time, probably produced the best color that I've seen in the last decade.
But Fryhover says the fantastic color may be just the beginning.
I would add that this year could possibly be a record crop volume. It's hard to say today, but it's pretty close. So, you know, we're optimistic with the improvement in color and sugar and all the new varieties that are out there and available to consumers, that this will be a good year for Washington apple growers.
And speaking of new varieties, listen tomorrow for Fryhover's take on this year's massive launch of the Cosmic Crisp. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.